The following is an interview with Joseph T. Fraser, Jr., conducted by Patricia Lykos on December 1st, 1979, for the Archives of American Art. Mr. Fraser, you were born in Philadelphia. How did you become interested in the arts, in the visual arts?
Well, I don't know that I had a very intimate interest in the arts until I was certainly out of high school. I had the good fortune, and I went to the Northeast High School in Philadelphia, and I had the good fortune to become a friend of a gentleman who, a teacher who was head of the history department. But he also was an organist, a pipe organist, and played in one of the big churches here in town, and there was a very large new organ had been installed in his church, in the church where he played, and he needed an assistant, and I played the piano, not very well ever, but I played. And doing the work with him and studying the pipe organ with him, I was with one of the most cultured gentlemen that I could have ever, any growing up boy could have enjoyed, don't you know? He was a wonderful fellow, marvelously well read, and he spoke a couple of languages besides his English. He was a thoroughly cultured and splendid chap. His name was Oswald Michener, and he later became the principal of the old Central High School, which is down here just on North Broad Street, not very far from the academy. And so that I think that it was an aesthetic interest, but it certainly didn't have to do really with the arts of painting and sculpture particularly. And then when I graduated from high school, I didn't have the means, or father didn't have the means to send me to college. And I did work for an interior decorator for a year, and he was an extremely gifted man, marvelous draftsman, and he had very good taste. He studied abroad. His name is Theodore Bailey, and he had a shop. His office was on 18th Street, just across the street from where the Art Alliance presently is, Philadelphia Art Alliance. Mm. And in the atmosphere there of that year, I was just an office boy. I didn't do anything to do with the decoration or design, but he had a couple of men on drafting boards there, and the house was filled with very beautiful things, and he did some beautiful things. Of course, they were all classic things. He happened to have in his visits to England and France, he became very interested in decorated furniture where you used the background of the wood itself and let it stay, but there was painted decoration rather like the wonderful Renaissance panels painted on the wood parts themselves, front of drawer fronts. And the thing was unique, but he was very successful. I think he had a very good business. And finally, moved down to Havana, and I lost track of him, but I was only there for a year, and I'd begun to put a few pennies aside. And so, just before the war, I had a contact with YMCA, and I had a tenor voice, and tenor voices are the rare ones, and men's voices, so there were four men had come from Los Angeles to give their time entertaining. They were a singing quartet, and they were giving their time through the YMCA to all the camps and cantonments that had to do with the training of our Army and Navy. And when they got here to Philadelphia, one of the men had been a former Philadelphian and knew my family. They lost the man, the fourth man who played the piano and did their accompanying,